Brought to you by fictionista.club.
So hopefully like discussions like this can inspire both of us to create even more content, because I want to talk today about some of the new AI tools that you can use now to make your content creation process easier. I know sometimes it can be hard to figure out how do you even make this stuff, but it's becoming easier so that even if you're busy, you can still try to pursue that passion, right?
True.
Yeah. So let me just begin. We can just be a back and forth. So feel free to ask any questions if you feel like you have anything you want to ask. But we're just going to go through a few tools that are emerging in the AI space that are easily accessible and that anyone can essentially use. As long as you have an internet connection, you can go start using these tools, start trying to figure out, you know, what's the future? How can I integrate this into my workflows and things like that? Even for you, like I know you have a focus on a high production quality and like style and filming and filmmaking and stuff like that. So maybe some of this stuff will tickle your fancy.
And then I like finally come back and you see like uploading 100 videos in 1 year.
Yeah. I'm not joking.
That's cool. No. That's awesome.
Okay, fine. So let me start then.
Okay, go for it.
So the very first tool that you want to check out as a content creator in this modern world is called ChatGPT. Specifically, you want to try and pay for the expensive one. It's not expensive. It's $20 per month, but you get an incredible amount of cognitive abilities, which you could not get otherwise. Like you get an entire team of people who can help you write content, do anything you want. So you come here, you say, let's say 10 YouTube video ideas for film makers aspiring. So essentially, you know, ChatGPT, and a lot of you already know this, you can just come and ask it essentially for ideas. So all the stuff that you have to do as a human being, where you have to sit down and think, you can actually now accelerate that process using this software called ChatGPT. As you see here, it's giving us ideas for filmmakers who are aspiring. So behind the scenes documentaries, gear reviews and tutorials, short film breakdowns, directors, commentary, cinematography challenges. So it already gives you ideas. And if you even like one of these ideas, let's say you maybe like, short film breakdowns, you can simply just, instead of you having to do all that work of thinking about write a script. So you can, I'm now asking you to write a script about one of the topics that I chose. And it's essentially just doing essentially everything for me. And you can just ask it back and forth until you end up with something that you really like. And this is the future of content creation, where you don't have to sit down and do everything yourself. You can just have the AI creating all the content for you. And you just add your style, and it's you who's directing the AI. As you can see here, it's essentially doing everything. It's even adding.
Still even typing.
Sorry,
it's still going on giving you more details.
Yeah. Look, everything, it gives you everything. So you can just take this, copy paste it. You can say, no, I want this in a spreadsheet format. Break down each scene for me. I want it to have this kind of a style. I only have this camera. How do I use this? Maybe I only have my phone. How can I use it with my phone? So it's like a conversational kind of director, essentially. If you're trying to create content that can help you do essentially anything that you want. And that's where you should start. So what do you think so far? I don't know whether you've tried this tool out. What do you think?
So far, it looks amazing.
Yeah.
I have actually tried to test it out. I remember the last time we did this, it was like at the beginning phase of ChatGPT and everything.
Yeah.
But during back, I think that was like almost 2 years ago, it wasn't this efficient. So it was like, I'll just go back to like taking notes on my notebook. Yeah. But at least now it's like, I can now just put those notes that I have, and then it can be like, build a script based off these notes. And then I can just copy paste those notes I wrote down. And then it just does it. Oh, okay. That's actually awesome.
That's good. I'm glad. Are you ready to take this to the next level?
Wait, there's a next level from this?
There's another level. Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
So now let's say, create a still image from the video as a reference. So the other thing that you now have access to is the ability to create images within ChatGPT. So it doesn't just do
No
text.
way.
Yeah, so you can actually ask it to create images. Right now, I'm asking it to create a still image from the video as a reference, but it can actually do anything. So create an image of a ninja eating a pineapple. So here it's creating like a poster. You can ask it back and forth to update the image the way you want. Here I've said create an image of a ninja eating a pineapple. And it's essentially gonna create anything that you want to see. So that's the magic. And as you can see, it's even good at text now. Before it wasn't very good at text. Here it's not very clear, but you can keep prompting it and keep going back and forth until it generates convincing enough text. So here's a ninja eating a pineapple. Yep. So, and all these images that you generate in ChatGPT are actually free for you to use in your own content. You can take them as your own content. You can go use them in your own videos. And as you watch more and more YouTube videos nowadays, you're going to be seeing more and more AI generated images, and
Thumbnails.
you're not even gonna know. Yeah, even thumbnails. So give me an
What?
idea. Give me an idea for a thumbnail.
I got it. A photographer standing on a high building holding five cameras.
Holding five cameras. Interesting.
Yeah, I had
So
to think
yeah,
of that on the
yeah, so even clickbait is gonna get much more interesting. You're going to be able to be seeing weird things that you're like, how did they even come up with that? And also it's also hyper realistic. So you can have things which are very realistic or very cartoonish. You can have any kind of style that you want, realistic. Let's see what the So here it is. I don't know what you think about this, but this is what you had
spot.
in mind.
That's actually cool. You definitely see a thumbnail like that for like
Damn.
clickbait. Like, what's
Yeah.
that guy doing with all that equipment? And then it's like, I walked up a building and this is what happened.
Look at how realistic it is, though. Like, if you saw
Really?
this, would you doubt? Like, if you saw this on Instagram, would you doubt that this is real?
No, because even the buildings look so realistic. People would be
Yeah.
like, yo, what place is this?
This is crazy. So yeah, this is where we've reached. So first of all, it does all the text for you. Now it does all the images, and guess what? It's now gonna do the videos, and that's why I'm gonna show you next. But it's not just the ideation part and the images. Now let's go even deeper.
Wait, do
So
I need to pay for the images?
So you need to pay twenty
Gotcha.
bucks. But don't trust me, as soon as you figure out uses for this, it's going to be extremely, you're gonna be like, it's even cheap. They're like, it could be even worth thousands of dollars and people would still pay. So $20
Oh.
is very, very cheap for what this does. Yeah. So fine. So I'll just focus on this just for just a short moment. But I wanted to show you, once you pay that $20, there's another thing you get called a GPT. So it's essentially something that allows you to customize and create your own custom. So let's say you had your own business. Hassan Camera Business Organizer.
You just drive us and camera business.
So you can come here. They have this new feature called a GPT. So you essentially come here and you tell it what you want. You want it to help you do a specific thing. Maybe you want it to help you understand different types of shots or lenses, or maybe you want it to help you edit in a specific way. So it can actually create a software for you immediately. So this is a very powerful thing. It creates a software for you immediately, and then you can just start chatting for it. So how can I increase my? It's assuming you have a camera store, but you just start asking it, and it's essentially a custom version. But I don't want to focus too much on this. I just wanted to show it to you in case you're ever interested in playing around with it. So now let's get
That's
to the
what version again?
yeah. So this is called a GPT. It's a custom version of ChatGPT. So you can create your own custom version, and then you give it your own custom information, so it knows about you and your own specific business. Yeah. So
Gotcha.
now let's get to a cool demo now. Now let's talk about speech synthesis. So let's say you wanted to create content and you didn't want to use your own voice. So we've reached a point with AI where the speech synthesis is now extremely realistic, and it's becoming at the same way you've seen now. We've generated text, we've generated images, but now we can also generate realistic human voices. So let's do give me a sentence to write here.
A sentence, like any sentence.
Yeah.
Ian and Hassan vlogging adventures.
Logging adventures. Let's go. It's going to be fun. So now, it's possible on this website called 11 Labs to come here and select, different types of voices. So you, depending on the voice that you want, you can select different kinds of voices that you're interested in. We've selected this one called Dorothy, and then you can even select settings about how you want the voice to sound like. And then you come here, you just click generate. It uses some quarters. Yeah.
Ian and Hassan blogging adventures. Let's go. It's going
Oh,
to be
yeah.
fun.
I heard it now. I heard it.
Oh, and guess what? Now, guess what? You take this. This is your initial core idea. You take your initial core idea, you bring it here to ChatGPT.
ChatGPT.
Then you tell it, right? A short story. Then you send it. It writes a short story. And then I'm going to take this first paragraph. Take it here. Paste it there. So you can see now the AI, like, you don't have to do much. You just have to have your initial idea. And then let me click generate.
In the heart of a bustling city, where the skyscrapers met the clouds and the streets buzzed with life, Ian and Hassan embarked on an adventure unlike any other. Known among their followers for their thrilling exploits and insightful blogs, this time they promised an adventure that would surpass all before. Let's go. It's going to be fun, Ian said, his eyes sparkling with excitement as they stood at the crossroads of their next great journey.
That's so amazing. What?
And you can have it in different voices. You can say maybe I wanted Arnold. So
Wait, the
exactly.
Terminator?
Yeah, okay, I
In
don't
the heart of a
know
bustling city, where the
who.
skyscrapers met the clouds and the streets buzzed with life, Ian and Hassan embarked on an adventure unlike any other. Known among their followers for their th
Yeah, so I think you can see how this can apply to your content creation, where now you can just generate your voice very easily. You can also generate your images very easily. You can create your content ideas very easily. So yeah, that's what do you think about this speech stuff?
The speech stuff is actually amazing because think of it like, okay, have you ever watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, there's these scenes where like the narrator is like talking about like what's happening in the scene to like describe stuff. So looking at this, like let's say you're like a solo filmmaker and you're like filming your own stuff, you can actually incorporate this into it, where it can be you doing a certain action and then you type in like a descriptive write of what you're doing and then you choose a voice from here to be like saying that. And then you can like do like a whole segment, 3 minute or even 5 minute long, just entertaining thing out of it.
Exactly, you're right. You can see it in terms of even filmmaking, where you can have voices, and also now you can also have even for podcasts, imagine audiobooks, because if you listen to
Of
this.
thrilling exploits and insightful blogs, this time they promised an adventure that would surpass all before. Let's
Ooh.
go, it's going to be fun. Like
And it also
podcasts.
reminds me
Yeah.
of like all those anime recaps that are there on YouTube.
Yeah.
So like let's say like, oh, I don't have the time to like watch all these animes that like, you know, one would be like 20 minutes long and there's like so much you'd have to catch up on. It really sounds like they do like the whole narration of what happens, then they use like this type of voice now to
Yeah,
just
so
recap. Oh, that's so cool. Or even like the movie recaps as well.
hello Michelle, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
So yeah, we're going through some various AI tools. This one is called 11 Labs. It lets you paste your text and then you can generate a realistic voice from it. We're just talking about the future of content creation and some of the new tools that are popping up.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting. Because today I was wondering, what can I use for voiceovers? It's interesting.
Oh, really? So let me just show you here really quickly. Oh, thought someone was joining.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Hassan.
How you doing?
So far, so good. You?
Same here.
Good, that's good.
Hey, let's get these uploads going, you know?
I will when I stop being lazy. I just in my PC.
Okay, fine. Here we are. So, Michelle, you're asking about the voiceovers. Here's a flow that you can check out. So, first of all, we spoke about GPT-4 or ChatGPT, where you come here. Unfortunately, now you have to pay $20 to use this, but it's totally worth it. I assure you. If you can afford the $20 a month, or even you pay for 1 month and test it out, then you don't have to pay again if it's not useful. But then you can use it to generate text. So, as you can see here, this is something you're probably familiar with, where you can generate scripts and things like that. So what we did was we asked it to generate some text. We take the text, copy, and then we bring it here, and then we pasted it. So it's a website called 11 Labs. You can actually use it for free. That means you just come here, paste any text that you want in order to have your voiceover, and then you come and then you can use it for free up to a certain limit, but it's a good limit. And then you just click generate. You choose a voice, by the way. We've chosen
When it was
Arnold. You
time to
can choose
return
any.
home, Ian and Hassan carried with them not just memories, but stories waiting to be told. Their blog posts, filled with vivid descriptions and stunning photographs, brought their adventure to life for their followers. They wrote of the cafe that felt like a step into another world.
Yeah, so you can hear that it's super realistic. Like if you had it and you didn't have the context, you probably wouldn't think that, oh, that was generated by AI. And this is only going to get even more realistic. So, yeah, what do you think about this? Is it going to be useful for you?
Yeah, very useful because I actually printed out a certain story in a collection of stories, and I was thinking of reading the stories live or something. But I'm thinking maybe I can do a faceless YouTube or TikTok channel. Maybe I can do a faceless TikTok or YouTube channel and then use this as a voiceover for like reading those stories.
And you're completely right. You can actually take the stories that you've already written and then come here and choose a specific voice that you want to narrate your stories. So I know, for example, you've written a few stories. You can actually come and paste those stories here, turn them into audiobooks, publish them on Audible, and just like that, you've created some content and you can monetize it.
Yeah, that's really smart. I was just thinking of doing it for fun for YouTube and TikTok. I'm actually going to do that. Thanks.
Yeah, so this is just the beginning. There's much more we're going to go through. Okay, fine. So apart from that, I just want to show you a couple of other man wearing glasses. A couple of other image generations. So this one is called Bing Image Creator. So if you just want to generate images for your YouTube videos, if you want to generate stylistic stuff, let me sign in. If you want to generate YouTube videos, stylistic stuff, you can just come and use Bing Image Creator for free. It's a very high quality image creator that you don't have to pay for, unlike ChatGPT.
I know this
Man,
one. You told
I'm
me
coming.
about it.
Yeah, wearing a hat. Yeah, so exactly. This is the one I told you about. So you could just come here. It's free for you to generate images. You get these credits here that you can use. And let's see. So for ChatGPT, that one you have to pay. But for this one, if you just want images for your thumbnails, if you want images for your. So check this out. And they're all realistic. So, Michelle, do you want to give us an idea for an image?
Let me see. A phoenix carrying fish.
Picnics, curry, fish. So that's a good one. So again, if you just want to generate or take your looks or the how your videos look, if you want stock photography, stock images, you can get everything you want here. And this is just the beginning, because this is now the images. Now imagine videos are going to be like this, and I'll show you the beginnings of that just now. So while that is loading, I'll show you this one. It's called Midjourney. So Midjourney is something you're going to hear about, because this is one of the best image generation tools that exist. But right now, as you can see, the user interface is a huge mess. It's on this website called Discord, but the AI models are very good and they're going to be very useful in the future. But if you want to play around with Midjourney, that's something you can do. Let's come here and look at the Phoenix. Check this out. Whoa, that's beautiful. So imagine what you do without you'd have had to do to get this without the AI, and now you just got it in one sentence.
That's true. What?
Yeah. And it's so detailed. Like, that's the other thing. Look at the feathers. Look at the, you know, the phoenix. And it's fishing. And it's in a specific art style. So you can even be more specific. You can say, I want it to be more realistic. I want it to be more cartoony. So, yeah. The other tool I want to show you guys as a content creator is called Google Bard. So we've said that you have to pay for ChatGPT, but Google also has an offering called Google Bard. This is just a normal one you can use if you have a Google account. It's free for the most part, and it's also connected to your Google account, so you can do other things with it. But this is like a free version of ChatGPT that you can use out of the box. So you can just make this your, you know, so you can say, okay, help me with content. The same thing you can do with ChatGPT, essentially, ideas for music videos. It's the same thing, but only free, and it's made by Google. As you can see, it starts asking you questions and then starts telling you ideas, and it's the same thing. So even other companies, apart from OpenAI, are creating their own tools, which are even accessible as well. So you can try this one if you don't want to use ChatGPT. But it's not the same. ChatGPT has other features that you can't get here. Okay, so now let's talk about video editing. So we've gone through this pipeline. First of all, as a content creator, how do you come up with ideas? We've shown that you can just ask ChatGPT or Google Bard for ideas. You can say, give me ideas for this, and then it's gonna, and then you can go back and forth, make this a script, turn it into this style. And then we've seen that you can actually now do voiceovers. You can do voiceovers. You can do images using AI very easily and for free, essentially, or for very little money. Now let's talk about now what happens to video editing. Now I'm moving into the video space. Let me just show you some of the futuristic video effects that are gonna be start coming up because of AI. You're gonna be able to easily draw things like this. I don't know that's gonna. Yeah, you draw something like this. And then it essentially turns that into a video or an image for you. Let's say this one. You essentially can be able to draw something, and then it cleans up. So if you have an image or a video that you're working on, it's going to be able for you to edit things like that. Removing backgrounds is going to be much easier. Upscaling images as well. So if you have an image that's a bit low res, AI is going to be able to help you to do that. You're going to be able to swap people easily. Like, look at this. So you bring an image of someone from one style into another, and it swaps the image. I don't know what this one is. Yeah, you generate the image, an image that you want, and then also replacing backgrounds. It's going to be much easier. Also uncrop. So if you have an image and you want to expand its dimensions, it can fill in the stuff that you didn't take the picture of on the sides. And let's see what this one does. So this one reimagines a specific image. So if you give it an image, maybe it completely changes it into another idea. So as you can see, even video editing and image editing has completely changed. And these are tools. This is not like imaginary stuff. This is stuff that you can use right now if you just have a laptop and the knowledge. So you just have to come here and start playing around with this and take your content game into another level. So what do you think about some of these editing tools and things like that, you guys? Let's say Hassan. Yeah.
This is just like shortcuts from like all the time and effort of actually going to each of those techniques. Now, just being able to do it with just AI, it saves so much time that you can even just focus on other things at the same time. What? That's actually impressive.
Exactly. You focus on being like a director. So you have the tools and they can do high quality work for you. You just tell it to do this and do that.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Anyango, any feedback, any comments?
Well, for me, I like that because it's been getting really busy and I've been editing long form videos and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't have the time to edit the video and everything. And sometimes I see errors in my videos. And I'm like, now who is going to go and get an Adobe Suite tool to do all this stuff? So it's really cool. ClipDrop is cool. Gemini is also cool. I'm really like curious about Gemini. It's really just interesting.
Awesome, awesome. Good. So now let's take it to another level because that's the first level.
Wait, is that tool free to use as well?
Which one?
The one that you're showing us currently.
Yes. So some of, let me check here in the pricing actually. I think some of it you can get for free and then, yeah. So here, there's a free version for sure.
What's the name of this?
It's called ClipDrop by Stability AI.
Oh,
so it's actually free, as you can see, free. So now let's take this to another level.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show you something here called Pika Labs. So the question is, what's the future of video generation? Pika Labs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's the future of video generation? So there's this website here called Pika Labs. And this is one of the first, there's others that are popping up. But these are, now we've seen you can generate videos, whatever's. Now you can actually generate videos as well. Like you can actually tell it a video of a blue beetle. So this is one that I just said, generate a blue beetle. I want to watch it now. This is what it generated. So 3 seconds. But it's a video of a blue beetle, and it's extremely high quality, as you can see. So I will ask Hassan, give me an idea for a video that you, a scene that you want to see 3 seconds of.
3 seconds of.
Hmm.
Ah, you're putting me on the spot. What?
Anything, just random, just on the spot. Yeah.
Okay. I got one.
Yeah.
A cup filled with something that's like, you know how, like a cup filled with something that's being slid on the table, like to someone, you know, something around those areas. I don't know how to phrase it. But like, you know.
That much. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Let's just see what it's going to generate. But now this is the future of video generation where we're already here. And this every tool that I'm showing you today is something you can start integrating into your workflow right now. So you can, this is the future now. Imagine now in the future, you're going to be able to come here and say just a video, an action movie where the Avengers characters are doing X and Y. And it actually generates a 2-hour movie based on your prompt. And also you can imagine you go generate the whole script on ChatGPT. You come here, paste the whole script, and then it generates the whole video for you. So
that would be insane.
Yep. Now, as that one is generating, and sometimes as you can see, these videos can take a while to generate. That's one of the things with the videos. Pika Labs. Now, let me show you another one called Runway. So apart from Pika Labs, and actually, you see these 3-second videos, you can actually create many of them and then chain them together. So even now, there's filmmakers who are creating these AI-generated videos where they're creating these small clips, and then they are they're putting them together into a film or something longer, even music videos. So this one I'll give to Michelle. Do you have an idea for a scene that you want to see?
Can it do Black Powerpuff Girls?
Black
I like that.
Girls cartoon scene. That's good. Generate 4 seconds. So one Pika Labs is generating 3 seconds. This one is generating 4 seconds. So yeah, just wanted to show you image generation. Let's see where Pika Labs is. Yeah, so Pika Labs is done. Let me switch to this one.
Yeah.
Check this out. So it came from your brain, and now the AI has, you didn't even have a very clear idea, but the AI has started with something for you to bring out that concept that you had. What do you think?
I like it. Oh, I definitely like it.
Yeah, so this can be one scene in your movie. Then you generate another one and another one and another one, and chain them together.
Add it to the next one. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to get crazy. Let's see now. Okay. So which one is this one? This is Runway. So Runway is still generating. I'm waiting for that one. Gemini, Clip Drop. Any opinions in the meantime as this one is generating? Let me switch to this one.
My opinion is like about ChatGPT.
Yeah.
My opinion about ChatGPT, I really wish there was the subscription.
Yeah.
I wish the subscription, there were annual subscriptions instead of just per month. Because you know, you think about it per month and you're like, God, if I was paying annually, it would probably be cheaper.
Yes, you're right. But I think also what you get in return is very useful. Like when you want to actually figure out how to use it, it's going to be very useful. Like it gives you a lot for that $20, because you can get, it's like, imagine if you had to pay for a video editor, for someone to generate images for you, for someone to do all of this stuff. So the cost of this high quality work has really dropped. I'm waiting for this runway to load. Fine. So as that one is loading, let me show you. We'll come back to that one and see the black pop of girls. Let me load this other tab. My computer is hanging.
No.
Okay, fine. In the meantime, Hassan, do you have any concepts now of ideas for how you can use some of this technology, the voiceovers, the image generations, even the video generations? Has it inspired you to come up with any new ideas, or are you feeling anything interesting there?
Yes. Especially like, for example, the 3 or 4 second video intro one can really give me like a custom channel intro that I can now implement. And then if I ever want to like do like a different style series, I can like be like a 3 second vlogging intro, and then it generates something. And then if I do decide to do like a short video movie kind of thing, you know, those like small budget ones, it generates also an intro for each of them based off like what I tell it to do.
That's brilliant. An intro, like that's actually a very good idea, because intros are very like they need a high quality production, and also they're hard to make. So this is a very perfect intro idea for intros. You're right,
because at the beginning I used to use Sony Vegas. And then a pal of mine introduced me to After Effects. So I had to like start watching videos on After Effects tutorials to end up finding like, oh, how am I supposed to do A, B, C, D? And then I found like, oh, I can definitely use this intro concept. And then I implemented it to like the one I used to use. And like all that time, not even just to design it, but because my laptop isn't that great. So now imagine the rendering afterwards to just wait for it to reach 100%. So now you're, I can right, just literally open up a browser and then be like, okay, the name has Themo, in a 3-second intro, cartoonish or whatever, and then just wait for this to reach 100. And then I'm like, oh, I like this one. If it's a thumbnail, literally what you just suggested, either on ChatGPT or Bing, boom, sorted out. And I'm like, really? No stress. And then you can actually make it fun again being a content creator.
Yeah, it takes away all that manual labor of editing, I don't know, doing what. Like, now you can just focus on being a creative person, because when you realize it, when you really think about it, content creation is just about expressing yourself. It really wasn't about all these tools and all and clicking all these buttons.
Exactly.
Yeah. Michelle, do you have any ideas for your content?
Well, right now, at the moment, where I actually am in content creation, I'm doing two things. One, I'm focusing on long-form content to improve my CV. So in case I'm either... So if I'm applying for a job somewhere and they're looking for someone who knows how to edit long-form content, I show them my portfolio. That's why I have like a new YouTube channel. And I'm also like training people like video editing and content creation and stuff. So if I'm learning in these meetings, I'll just go and share with them.
Oh, yeah, that's good, by the way. That's the other aspect of teaching other people. Because also when you teach other people, you're learning. Ooh, Michelle. Hey,
no way. What? That's
wow.
So cool.
That's great.
Hey, look at that.
Can you download and share in the group, in the community?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Let me see here. Okay, it is. Download. Fine, this is incredible. I'll share this. I'll also share the Nini, the cup one.
Nah, compared to the cup one, this is better. I have to think of a different one now.
I'm sure, wow, like, and look, this is just the beginning. So imagine you can come here and create your own cartoon. Like, you can just say, like, in the future, let me, in a couple of years, not even that far, like, in a couple of years, you're going to be able to just come here and just create essentially a whole cartoon, scene by scene, by just typing and editing and telling it, change this, change that. This is very cool, right?
You know, even on that note, I've been watching so many animes that there was this one time that I even created like an original character kind of thing. But yeah. I don't have the skills to draw. And I was even considering like trying to like hire someone to draw those things for me and stuff. But now I can just literally put the description of what that character is, and then it generates here. Oh, that's so cool.
You're right. Yeah. You can just tell it, you can tell it about your story so that it has the vibe, and then you tell it, oh, now generate a scene from this story, generate the main character, how does he look? You know, make him more cartoony, make him more serious. I like this style more. It's very cool, right?
Yes, 10 out of 10. Oh, okay. I'm definitely going to use that today.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm going to use them to video.
So I'll also share these links in the groups, but I want to show you one last one, and this one takes everything to the next level. So if you're impressed by that, now let me show
you're
you
not
an even
serious. There's one more above this.
There's one more. So this is, and also this is just the very beginning. So in the future, imagine if you have this meeting again in like a few more months, there's even more tools that have come out. So this one is called a CapCut. It's called a GPT. So remember earlier I showed you that you can create custom versions of GPT. This one is a custom version created by CapCut. And then what it lets you do is it lets you create videos. So you can essentially create an entire video based on CapCut. So I can say, okay, fine. I'll ask Michelle to give me an idea for a video. Like a video you would usually make for a YouTube channel, like a serious video.
Quitting my job.
Wait,
are you planning on making a video like that?
I already quit a job and I was planning on talking about it.
Oh. Do you want to add a bit more detail? Just slightly more.
After two months,
okay. So that's it. So that's all I've said. So you only have a video idea, that's all. You tap that. And then it starts processing. So it starts the action. It says, I've created a video based on your topic about quitting your job after 2 months. You may need to wait about 1 minute for the video loading when clicking the video link. Remember this. So that's one. We've created a video based on just this. Now I'll show you that video in a minute, as it said. But I want to take another block of text here. I'm copying from another tab.
Mm-hmm.
And then I paste it here. So remember, we generated some text from ChatGPT.
Yes.
So you can take your script essentially from ChatGPT or whatever, and then make a video. And then you say, just make a video. So this is you as a content creator. You had to go and record and sit down and do all of that. But it's saying view the AI video results, and that was in 1 second. So let me click on that to view it. Let me share this tab. So then it opens the CapCut website. And it starts loading. So as you can see here, it says it's loading the video. This is that video that we generated about quitting the job. Before, you'd have had to go and sit down and plan out the video and do it. But now it's been almost like 2 minutes since we did the thing. In the meantime, Ian and Hassan's adventure has also been finished. So that one we'll watch it after this one. So yeah, let's just wait and see. So the result of all of this technology and all of this stuff is that it's now possible for you as a content creator to essentially have a YouTube channel that is completely AI generated, meaning that you can have your script generated by AI. You just have the initial idea. Maybe I want to quit my job. The script is going to be generated by AI. You feed it into something like CapCut to generate your YouTube video. You also generate your voiceovers using 11 Labs. What else? Generate your thumbnails using Bing Image Creator or what is it called? Or DALL-E or anything like that on ChatGPT. And so this is a channel I set up. This is my automated channel where I essentially don't have to do any work in terms of putting out videos. It's been a while since I posted. I was doing some experiments, but I was able to put out a lot of videos in a short amount of time. And the videos are actually high quality and they're all voiced over. And stuff like that. And you can actually be very accurate about the kind of topics that you want. For example, here, this one is focused on AI. The thumbnails, even the topics, like you essentially say what you want to talk about and it essentially generates the topic for you. Let me show you how some of the CapCut videos look like.
Hey, it's Epic.
So let me just play the videos for you.
Today, I'd like to have an intimate chat about a topic that's deeply personal and, quite honestly, a bit heavy. The delicate intersection of automation and mortality. Let's embark on this journey with understanding and sensitivity. As we
So as you can see, there's a voice, first of all. There's a voice playing. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you can see different images playing, which are relevant to whatever the voice is talking about at the time. So the AI actually, as you put in your script, it finds different segments which of imagery which are useful for that segment of the voice automatically, and then it puts it there for you. Nope, CapCut still hasn't loaded. But let me see here if I can go there directly. Yeah, so let me play.
Machines and AI are more than just tools. They're becoming our coworkers, our drivers, even our caretakers. And while they bring an array of benefits and efficiencies, there's an underlying narrative we need to address. Imagine a world not too distant where
So you can see, like, to make this specific video, it doesn't now take much work. You just have to have your own idea. And it can be engaging depending on how you phrase it and how you put everything together. And you can actually put out a video like this now in a few minutes, essentially, if you're using AI and if you're using some of these new systems. So you're about to see, even on online, I've finally been able to get access to CapCut. So you're able to see, even online, you're going to see much more AI-generated content. Okay, so this is CapCut. This is what we were trying to load earlier. Let me click that, maybe. Oh, yeah, so this is how CapCut looks like. Let me see, is this even what we were looking at in terms of editing?
Hey there, friends. It's Epic Eva, And today I want to talk to you about...
That's one, as you can see.
About something that's on many minds.
So this is the CapCut editor. So once it loads, you're going to get into something like this. Then you're going to see your new AI-generated video. So what I do, I go an extra step, and I don't just take the voiceover that's added here. I go to 11 Labs, and then I paste my script there. So here I choose my own voice, and then I can get a unique kind of, I put my script here, what I want to be read during the video. And then you come back, you put that into ChatGPT essentially here in CapCut. And then here you put essentially what you want your AI to say. And then finally in the CapCut editor, you're gonna replace the voice that's generated by CapCut with your more realistic voice from 11 Labs. And then you essentially download that video and you upload it to YouTube. And just like that, you have an AI channel. Now, I know you guys probably have your main channels. So this can be an experimental channel that you do for your own thing so that you can learn and you can see what the future of content creation is gonna be. Because if it's this easy to make content nowadays, in a couple of years, it's about to get crazy in terms of what people are gonna be able to make. So what do you think about this process, about this idea of an automated YouTube channel where everything is just created by AI? And now it's possible, as you can see, it's possible to get a decent video. So what do you guys think? Opinions, thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I think this is cool. You know, I'm getting so many ideas from just this, because there's a time I created so many, for like 500 positive, self-centered positive affirmation quotes. And I was like, what do I do with that? I don't want to record myself saying them, but I know such content really goes well, that self-help content. And you put like classical music or Seven Hearts beat, that type of content goes well. So I was thinking, yeah, I can use AI for this. I'm getting so many ideas. How many YouTube channels am I going to be managing now?
Yeah, exactly. So you can start an extra one for this kind of automated stuff. Hassan, tell us.
Yeah, I like the concept. Now, like, you create like a second or like another YouTube channel to now just implement these ideas. And then, like, once you found like a way to perfect it, like towards your own opinion kind of perspective in your personal view, you can now implement it on your main channel and everything, as you also continue using the second one as a trial area. That's actually a really good concept.
Exactly. So now the whole point is, now as content creators, let's be much more ambitious. So you can do much more. Before, we were limited by technology, you're limited by this, you're limited by that. Mm-hmm. But now if you don't start taking advantage of these tools to start like pursuing your dreams of making movies, telling stories, of doing this, of doing that, like it's all now possible and easily accessible, as you've seen. It's just how much hustle do you have? And there's other creators online. If you go on other communities, you'll find people who are doing really awesome work with this technology already. Hassan, what do you think?
But it also feels like I don't want to just let the AI do everything that I would actually want to challenge myself do. So it's like a yay, but at the same time, kind of nay thing. Because like if you want to do too much, you didn't like also like make you lazy in a way.
So you're totally right in terms of it makes you lazy in a way, but it also allows you to do other things. It's like saying that instead of using a spreadsheet, you're going to write everything line by line. Like obviously writing it line by line doesn't make you lazy.
Valid point.
Yeah, it's technology. That's how it works. It's supposed to make you lazy. And you're supposed to just be like, okay, fine. Now that it's easier for me to make a video, how can I make the best possible video? How can I take my video making goals to the next level? Because now you can do things that you couldn't even imagine.
True.
Yeah. So
yeah, I'm not disagreeing in any way, also just to confirm.
But I agree with you, it's weird. It's a weird kind of situation. And we have to think about what's actually happening here. We're being replaced slowly, or something is happening. And some weird, yeah, you're right. There's existential questions there to think about.
Next thing, it will be Detroit Become Human. Someone decides to make an Android like that game and boom.
Yeah.
Reality. It's like the whole thing. Oh, what is it called? The one by Apple. Those Apple Vision thing.
Yeah. Incredible, right?
Yeah. And I saw a video the other day by Daily Dose of Internet in terms of a short, where it was showing someone like pretending to go use the bathroom. So he's like, he's seated in it. And then he does like some type of gesture. And then instead of like the real world, which is like in, is in a cubicle, he just immediately changes and he puts him like on a planet in space when he looks around. So I'm like, what?
Yeah.
This can't be real. But no, it's real. That's where we've reached with technology. All those anime or like movie stuff that people would see like, oh, this is how technology is going to be. We've actually reached there right now. And now imagine a couple of years now, it's just going to be like, instead of wearing those big helmets in your head, could even just be a pair of glasses. Turn into like Iron Man with like those sunglasses that now talk to you in your everyday life. Like your mom calls you using your phone and then you're like wearing glasses, you don't even need your phone anymore. You do like a hand gesture and you're like, ah, oh, yes, mom or dad, da 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 da. Okay, goodbye. You know, like what? Man, it's a lot to take in, my point being.
Yeah, wow. You're great. We've entered a new era of technology, and that's also partly why I'm so inspired to be sharing this information and also to be, you know, to be interacting with this new technology. It's because we've entered a new period in history, and we're the first people to experience what technology can actually do when it becomes this intelligent. And we've reached a new point. So it's time for us to broaden our horizons. Everything we thought about the past is kind of in the past now, and it's time for us to embrace all these new possibilities. And we're at the very beginning. So we're the ones who can take advantage early before everyone else is. Mm-hmm. But mainstream, yeah.
I like how you rephrased what you said to sound more cool than other time.
Cool, cool. So that was our meetup for today. I hope you guys learned something that was interesting. It's AI time. It's the year of AI. It's time to embrace all these new tools. Think about, you can start 10 channels. You can start one incredible channel. You can do anything you want now, and you don't need anyone's permission. So it's a very good time to start businesses, to create content, to do anything that you want.